It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. This week, it's the 14th annual A Grand Chance for Chocolate. Is it not the 14th, Karin? I swear you told me it was the 14th.
12th. 12th annual. Right. We have had a discussion about this, and it is the 12th.
All right. So maybe somebody did say the 14th at some point, but it's definitely the 12th.
It's on the 14th, so.
Maybe that's where I was confused. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, John Bellio, as the owner of the Chocolate Mousse in Glenwood, has been a part of this event for all 12 years.
Yes.
And this month, just at the beginning of the month, he actually sold the business to Evan and Ann Miller. Evan is here as well. And then we've got Victoria Kessler, who has been a volunteer with A Grand Chance for Chocolate.
For all 12 years.
So we've got lots of history, I guess, in the room. So, Karin, set the stage for us. For those people like me who obviously don't know anything about this event, I'm joking because of 14, 12, yeah. This is this Thursday and Friday at Grand River Health, 501 Airport Road and Rifle from 10 to 4. And what is this? What is A Grand Chance for Chocolate? It's a fundraiser for your scholarship programs, but I mean, what is the why would people want to go there?
Right. What makes it special?
Right.
Well, you get to create your own chocolate gift for Valentine's Day for whomever you want. You can choose from about 50 different chocolates. And you can choose amounts from 4 up to 40 and put them into paper boxes or actually put them into edible chocolate containers or boxes, so to speak. But they're not really boxes because you eat them. And so it's just a chance to really get down there and look, oh, I want that chocolate frog. That sounds good. Or I want that milk chocolate butterfly. Or what about that truffle? And all these chocolates are brought to us through the Chocolate Mousse, but John would probably have to tell us where each one comes from, because I think they're coming from about 5 different sources.
Wow. So you're selling this by the pound? Or
we sell it by the piece,
okay,
or by the box. And so it's kind of an elaborate scheme. I mean, as far as here you can get a 9-piece box and you pick those pieces, or here you can get a 40-piece box and eat the box too, things like that.
So, John, I want to hear 12 years ago. Yes. I assume, did you approach Karin? Actually, Karin, were you even there 12 years ago?
Yes.
Okay. So who came to who and who came up with this idea?
It was Paul and Bobby Light. Yep.
We're having a chocolate afternoon at the Chocolate Mousse, and I think a light bulb went inside of their head, and they said, oh, can we do a fundraiser selling your chocolates at our hospital?
Yep.
So I'll let you take.
He asked me if we could sell the chocolates at the hospital, and I was like, yeah, why not? We offer chocolates from all around the world, and we could easily sell them to them at wholesale price and let the volunteer association maintain the profits in that, and so they get to keep all the profits from the sale. And we've done some wonderful things with those profits, from the scholarships to,
that's right,
I think one of the first things the chocolate sale helped fund was the fountain at the back door of the hospital.
No kidding.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So now, though, all the proceeds do go to scholarships.
Okay.
And it's been that way, I think, for about the past 8 years. And each year, the amount that comes from this sale is anywhere from about $3,000 to $5,000.
Okay.
And every year we give out 10 scholarships to for medical careers. So every year we're, you know, trying to build that fund up so that we can give as many scholarships as possible.
So, John, you said that you sell the chocolate to the hospital at your cost, which on the surface means you're breaking even. But, of course, you have the time and energy to actually make those orders and bring the chocolate in. Plus, you label it individually, right?
We do. It's a little above our cost just to cover our expenses and okay. stuff. But, yes, it's basically at our cost and of getting it to the hospital.
So where does this chocolate come from? I know Karen brought in a couple pieces of Enstrom's here today.
Enstrom's obviously from Grand Junction, right. Colorado. We have five companies. They're one of them. One of them is all the way from Brussels, Belgium. Wow. And then in actual Belgian chocolate, all natural, no preservatives, never frozen all the way from Belgium. And
never frozen and never melted?
And never melted, hopefully.
That would be a trick. That would be a trick.
It is winter.
That's true.
And then we also have a French chocolatier from Napa, California, that makes amazing chocolates. And so all of these companies and two other Colorado companies.
Awesome. I like that.
Besides Enstrom's. Yeah, we go to great extents to get them. Not only did we become an FDA food importing agent to bring the chocolates from Belgium, but...
That sounds complicated.
A lot of red tape with the FDA. Hope nobody's listening from
right, that. Yeah, exactly. It's okay. It's not your problem anymore anyway. Right?
It's not.
Thanks, John.
So when did you decide to sell the business?
I've been contemplating it for a couple of years, and the completion of the bridge was a part of it. Getting
made it through that, okay.
Yes, we're right. located right under the bridge at 710 Grand Avenue. And it just kind of fell into our lap. I had an employee that went rogue, and I was grumpy about it and mentioned it to somebody, and they happened to walk mm-hmm. into Kaleidoscoops.
It was a salesperson, actually, that happened to stop into both shops and kind of casually mentioned, oh, do you know that John guy from the Chocolate Mousse? I think he was talking about retiring or selling the business. So Anna and I that evening were downtown and had some dinner. And after dinner, we said, hey, maybe we'll just swing in there and just see what the deal is. And, you know, had a short conversation with John. Could tell he was kind of at the end of his rope at that particular evening. That one conversation was...
We all have those days. Really, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, you know, so it worked out really well for us. It was, the timing was right, right place, right time type situation. And we feel very blessed to have been at the right place at the right time. And
so does that mean that ice cream might become a part of the next fundraiser next year?
Well, that's that's another transportation issue. You know, the ice cream doesn't hold as well as chocolate, to put it that way.
Not the chocolate, particularly milk chocolate, really transports that well usually, right? Or sometimes right. when it gets warm.
I am not decorating ice cream. Thank you very much.
We'll definitely bring Victoria into this as a volunteer through the years. But
do different toppings. You could come up with different ways to decorate ice cream. It could be done.
Right.
So, Evan, let me ask you this. Did you know that John was a part of this fundraiser every year for the last 12 years?
I had no clue.
February 1st.
No, I had no idea coming into this. He did mention, you know, as we were getting started, hey, you know, February is a big month for us. We have Valentine's Day. Sure. We do this big hospital sale, but I had no idea the scale of it and what went into it. And I'm absolutely learning as I go, and thank God John's sticking with us and helping us through every step of the way. But it's definitely been a learning experience and something we're definitely going to continue into the future. It's a pretty neat program they've built. You know, on top of what John's built over the years, he's got a great legacy, great reputation in town, you know, going forward, we just want to kind of carry on his legacy a little bit.
Thank you, Evan.
Chocolate Mousse is a beautiful place. It doesn't need to change a lot, and the stuff they do as far as fundraisers and as far as the community goes, you know, yeah, we just feel honored to be able to carry that on.
Again, you can check out the A Grand Chance for Chocolate this Thursday and Friday at Grand River Health in the cafe, by the way.
Right.
So it's not in the meeting rooms or in the conference rooms. Thank you. It's actually in the cafe, in the Grand River Cafe, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday and Friday. So if you're looking for something unique to get a loved one or someone special in your life, check it out. Again, anywhere from 40 to 40 chocolates at a time, including some edible containers.
Right.
So you've got chocolate inside chocolate. Does it get any better?
No.
and three Colorado companies, three Colorado chocolate companies, which
go.
Is another cool another cool aspect to that. You can learn more at grandriverhealth.org, of course. And we'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit more about those scholarships when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections again this afternoon. It's been a long time since you were here, Karin. I want to say it's been over a year.
I think you're right.
I think, yeah. Anyway, Karin Peck from Grand River. She's the title is Director of Volunteer Services, but a lot of times for fundraisers for like the Grand River Health Volunteer Association and several other events throughout the years. Of course, as part of your job, you manage the Meals on Wheels at Grand River, which I know is a very successful program at Grand River. You serve
yes.
a lot of folks
well,
every single day.
Well, we did over 20,000 meals this year in 2019.
Wow.
And that is the most ever. It's up about 22% over last year. And it's big. We have people on waiting lists.
Wow.
Because we can't accommodate them all right now.
So you're always looking for volunteers.
Yes. All right. Yes, with great driving records.
That's actually not why Karin is here today. We're talking about a grand chance for chocolate at Grand River Health and the Grand River Cafe this Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The poster says 2 days of chocolate delight. Five different chocolate vendors, three of those from Colorado. Again, also joining us today, John Baleo, the former owner of the Chocolate Moose in Glenwood. We've got Evan Miller. He and his wife, Anna, are the new owners of the Chocolate Moose and owners of Kaleidoscoops for how long, Evan?
Just over a year.
Okay, so for the last year or so.
I think they're going for a monopoly of all the sweet shops on Grand Avenue, actually.
I like to tell my cousins and little nieces and nephews that I own more candy and ice cream than anyone else they know.
Okay, actually, keep it over there, Victoria. I'm curious, does that mean that at home you are not interested in anything sweet? That's usually how a business, you know, you talk to a police officer, last thing we want to watch on TV is like a crime drama. Right,
yeah. To some extent. I mean, I still have a sweet tooth. I tend to want to, okay, that, you know, chocolate fudge brownie ice cream looks so good, and I'll get a little taste. I don't feel like the big need to get a big scoop and, you know, have a triple scoop with fudge on top anymore. But I do taste. I taste a lot. And it probably adds up to a scoop a day.
Gotcha. Reminds me of my dad's old favorite, which was the pistachio almond fudge.
We have a pistachio almond, and I have fudge at the Chocolate Moose, so you might have to walk a couple blocks,
you
but you can recreate it.
Yeah. You can recreate it just in a different couple of places. Yeah. I was going to say, it was the same place, we just called it something else back then. And, of course, Victoria Kessler is also here. She has been a volunteer for a Grand Chance for Chocolate for all of the last 12 years. So we heard John's story and how he kind of got involved with this 12 years ago. We heard Evan and his intent to continue being involved with this fundraiser. How did you get involved with a Grand Chance for Chocolate 12 years ago?
Well, it started out, we were at the in the kitchen. Well, and then it was in front of the gift shop for a little bit. And as we started packaging things, I thought, gee, this is really plain. And I'm one of these, you know, decorator.
Crafty
people. And so I started out with just ribbon. And I started tying just bows and sticking it on the corner of the box. As each year event, I got more elaborate. and started tying the boxes with ribbon, and then I pre-make ribbon or bows. And as we started getting little bags, you know, the chocolate hearts, they go into a bag. And so then I started making bows to put on there, started finding stickers, and just went from there. And just that's part of the whole thing is people come down. There's a lot of pre-packaging, so I've already got like these big chocolate mousse, and we have little cats and dog chocolates, and so we just stick bows on them. I've had to get a couple of other volunteers to come and help me, because when you're having to do 40 high heels, and I put bows on those and little hearts, and just embellish them so it's not just chocolate in a bag.
Your package from the Grand Chance for Chocolate at the Grand River Hospital looks a lot better than the package you'll get at the Chocolate Mousse because of Victoria.
Well, and Victoria, you were saying that you actually started putting together these packages like a week ago?
Yes. I've got it all ready to haul down to the hospital.
I think she collects things all year.
I do.
That, and she keeps her eyes out for things that would go on these, and she buys and pre-buys all year long for this sale.
Are there other folks that help volunteer that help you out, Victoria?
Yes, over the last couple of years, it got quite big, and so yes, I have a couple of clerks that I also am the manager for the gift shop, for the hospital gift shop. Okay. And they said they were willing to help, so they have come to the house and helped, and I have had to teach them how to tie bows, and so I have had to recruit. I've also recruited my daughter. She comes, and she actually this last week helped put boxes together. Wow. So when my husband was alive, he would haul all the boxes in for me, the chocolate, and then haul it back and help me get it to the hospital. So I had Evan come to the house and help me haul stuff in, and someone's going to have to come and help me haul it back today.
Yeah. It's a family affair, but right. It's family and friends.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's a major production to put together.
Well, I imagine. It sounds like
it. For a two-day sale, we put lots of hours in prior to the sale to get it there.
A lot of people put a lot of hours in.
Right. And we have about a dozen volunteers that will be working the event. And the big thing is, I think these little touches and the quality of the chocolate is what makes people come to us instead of going across the street to Walmart and just buying a box of whatever for like their loved one.
We'll call it the Bellio sampler.
There you go.
I see Evan and John got that.
You know, I like to think of this, while it helps us to raise funds for the scholarships, it's also a service to our workers in the hospital. They sometimes don't have that time to go get something special for their loved ones and to share with each other. And so I really like the fact that this is a service, just as the gift shop is a service, because, in-house, and I think that's probably where we get the majority of our funds is from in-house.
I would say 50% or more of the sales are the employees.
Oh, that's great.
That come on their breaks and lunch and come by.
And, I didn't finish this thought earlier. Again, you can either buy a prepackaged package of chocolate, or you can mix and match whatever you choose.
Yes.
So, for instance, my wife hates almonds. So I'm going to
buy a lot of those.
Yeah, exactly.
So you can eat those.
Right. Actually, I don't care for them either. Anyway, but she does like dark chocolate, And so if you're picking for me, you would get the milk chocolate. If you're picking for Wendy, you'd get the dark chocolate, right?
There you go.
So you sell it by the piece, and how much are the pieces? Or does it depend? Because I'm guessing that obviously the chocolate mousse that Victoria was talking about is probably more expensive than either one of these little almond toffee instruments that you brought this morning.
Right. You know, I don't have the pricing sheet in front of me.
Okay. But give us a range.
Well, so you can get a box with 9 pieces in it for $16.
Okay.
And these are, you know, all sorts of elaborate.
It's the Bellio sampler.
And they can pick themselves.
Right.
You can avoid the almonds.
Right.
Speaking of which, I always know it's not everybody brings in notes for me when we do these interviews. But I know if somebody does bring it in, obviously they took the time. And so it kind of is important to them. So, John, you brought in a few, what'd you call it, chocolate trivia or some chocolate facts?
Exactly.
I did not. So white chocolate is not really chocolate?
Not at all.
No.
Oh. Nope. All of my, everything I thought I knew was right and true has just been totally smashed there.
No. So you like white chocolate?
I do. It tends to be a little sweet sometimes, so in measured doses. But it's actually cocoa butter and what?
Sugar and milk.
Sugar and milk. There you go. Well, no wonder it's so popular.
No cocoa in it at all.
Oh,
and that's why I don't like white chocolate.
Amen. The darker, the better here.
And what was the other one that I saw? Oh, the melting point of milk chocolate. Where did I don't see it right now. It's
degrees.
Like 93 degrees.
Yeah.
So that's why it melts in your mouth.
It's just below your body temperature, and it will. It'll melt in your mouth if you have good quality chocolate without paraffins and other things that might be found.
Otherwise, you just need a little hot coffee, that's all.
There you go.
Not that I speak from experience.
And you don't want to hold it in your hand for too long because it does melt
quickly.
It
also will melt in your hand.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Again, you can help support the Grand River Health Volunteer Association and their medical career scholarships. You said you give out around 10 a year. We'll talk again about what some of those scholarships that have been awarded because of a grand chance for chocolate in just a minute. Again, anybody listening right now that wants a unique Valentine gift for someone special that, you know, just something different. You can actually pick it out yourself, which, of course, adds, you know, they always say it's the thought. Well, there you go. You can say, I actually thought about each piece when I picked it up. Again, it's this Thursday and Friday in the Grand River Cafe at Grand River Health, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, there will be volunteers throughout that time to give you a hand with that. You want to learn more, go to grandriverhealth.org. Who is your assistant now, Karin?
Dee Warwick.
Okay, and Dee would be happy to answer any questions you have at 625-6215.
Perfect.
Back to wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about a grand chance for chocolate, supported for the last 12 years by John Bellio, the former owner of the Chocolate Mousse in Glenwood, supported moving into the future by Evan and Anna Miller, the new owners of the Chocolate Mousse. Owners for the last year or so of Kaleidoscoops in Glenwood at 11th and Grand, just about 4 blocks away. That's a short drive. A lot of people that buy another business, you know, they have to go miles and miles between locations, but 4 blocks is manageable. If you had to, you could probably walk that, actually.
Yeah, we actually live right between the two, so it's perfect. I never drive.
There you go. makes perfect sense to me. Again, you can get some great, unique gift ideas. Give me the example that you gave again, Karin. You said $16 for 9 chocolates?
For 9 chocolates in a box, or you can get a small chocolate heart that you can eat and pack 8 chocolates in that.
Okay.
So you eat the box on that one.
If you're a dog or a cat lover, you've also got dog and cat shaped chocolates. However, speaking of the trivia, everybody hopefully knows this. You definitely don't want to give any of the chocolate to your dog or your cat.
However, we do have dog biscuits dipped in white chocolate.
Do you
which
really?
Is not chocolate.
Which is not chocolate, so it's fine.
So it's okay. So if you want to get a gift for your loved furry friends, come by and get some little dog biscuits for their Valentine's
and
treat.
The white chocolate is just sugar and milk, so it's no big deal.
We also have one new item this year. They're chocolate baskets. They're just tiny, and they'll hold maybe
four pieces.
And so they're dipped. They're actually milk chocolate and dark chocolate
combined.
So
creating a little stalactite looking chocolate basket with the chocolates inside.
That's awesome.
Wrapped by Victoria, and
that's under $10.
Yeah, that's under
$10. So all this is very reasonable, and again, the proceeds go to the Grand River Health Volunteer Association. We'll talk about those scholarships in a minute. Right now, I want to take a little informal poll. Everybody's opinion on dark versus milk chocolate.
Dark.
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 Really? Milk.
All right, Victoria, I'm with you. Dark chocolate, to me, sometimes it just tastes like cocoa powder and water.
It's that's because he didn't make it right.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right, John?
You need to try our dark chocolate.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You need to try their dark chocolate.
I will say I do eat dark chocolate, but I'm preference with milk chocolate.
All right. I would be in the same category. That's I appreciate that.
And one of the dark or milk chocolate pieces that you can get is an original chocolate lab dog.
Oh, awesome. I love it. Literally a chocolate lab
dog. A chocolate lab, yes.
You know, we always think of chocolates and that kind of thing, and that's kind of why a grand chance for chocolate happens around Valentine's Day every year. And actually, I just lost it. It was, there it is. Spanish people used chocolate to spread love, like through history.
They have. If the Aztecas used it for currency at one point.
No kidding.
Yeah. And is it a fruit or is it a vegetable?
The actual cocoa.
It's a bean.
Cocoa bean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bean, so I would say it's like a fruit.
Both.
Is it really?
Yeah, okay. The seed inside is like a vegetable. The cocoa bean is actually grown on a tree.
Okay, so it's just like a tomato,
yeah,
right? Because a tomato is technically a fruit.
Fruit.
Even though we think of it as a vegetable.
Yes.
Interesting. So let's talk about those scholarships, Karin. Again, you've the last couple of years, I think you said you've given out around 10 scholarships?
Right. So the scholarships go back to 2006, and I do keep track of these things. We've given them out to 115 students since 2006, and it has been a total of $131,000 has gone into these, because every year we also give out at least two $2,000 scholarships, which are given out to someone who's been a volunteer at Grand River for at least 50 hours. And so we give eight $1,000 ones and two $2,000 ones.
Wow.
At least. And sometimes we give more $2,000 because we have more volunteers applying, and then we ante up a little more.
And again, those are given to medical students, right?
Right.
And not necessarily, you think of medical and you think, okay, doctor or nurse, but not necessarily.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think our oldest daughter, didn't Amanda get
a
scholarship
and
as well?
Yeah. You know, I think she was studying psychology.
Occupational therapy.
Okay. So we have physical therapy. We have radiology techs. You can be doing a two-year program. You can be doing a one-year program. You can be going into just like CNA or MA positions. And you can use this scholarship for any of that. Even EMT.
No kidding. Okay. There you go.
I mean, they're medical.
Definitely on the front lines of medical, no question about it. And obviously EMT, then you would apply that to like paramedic training as well.
Probably. Right.
Okay.
Right. And we are actually in the middle of the scholarship season. It will, the deadline is April 2nd. Go to grandriverhealth.org and there's a button on the homepage that says scholarship and just follow it through.
Awesome. And thank you again, by the way. Amanda really enjoyed volunteering at Grand River, and the scholarship was very helpful as well. And not to play favorites, she also got a scholarship from the Valley View Auxiliary as well. just to make sure that we give all the credits
where it's due. But also Valley View Auxiliary is no longer doing scholarships as of the last few years. Yeah.
Well, because they built the library, and that's why they existed, was to build the library. And so, yeah. Mission accomplished,
which is
always a good thing. It's been mission accomplished for the last 12 years for a grand chance for chocolate. Again, we've got a couple folks that have really helped make that happen. John Bellio has helped out providing the chocolate from 5 different chocolate makers, 3 of those from our Colorado companies. And
it's up to Evan and Anna now to carry on the legacy and keep it rolling. And I'm sure they'll do a good job.
And to Victoria to make it look good, right?
Most importantly.
Yeah.
Any final comments, anybody? Victoria, I think I saw you reaching for the microphone there. I thought you were going to add something.
Well, I was just going to say, too, just a little plug for the hospital gift shop, because it also the proceeds that come from that also help with the scholarships. So just come in and visit the gift shop.
Throughout the year in the gift shop.
Right. And actually, we do have handmade chocolate in gift shop. So if you miss a sale, go to the gift shop.
Gotcha. Again, a grand chance for chocolate is this Friday and Saturday. I'm sorry, Thursday and Friday. I got it right up to this point, and then I tripped at the finish line. This Thursday and Friday, the 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Grand River Cafe. Stop by, pick up some awesome, unique chocolate gifts for that special someone in your life. So, John, you know, from a business standpoint, people come to you all the time and they ask for help with stuff. You sometimes have to pick and choose. And I'm sure that this has been near and dear to your heart for the last 12 years. That
it
may
has.
Be one of those things that you will miss about business ownership at the Chocolate Moose.
The people, the customers, eating a little more chocolate than I probably should.
Well, and
that's
John,
okay. You
can
work it off in Moab.
Always come and help with this sale every year as a volunteer.
That's it.
You're always welcome.
That's it. And who knows, I might even drive for Meals on Wheels if my driving record's good enough.
Fair enough. Evan, so really the same statement, the same conversation with John still applies to you. You know, buying a new business, it's all a question of what things work that we want to continue. And it sounds like a grand chance for chocolate is one of those things that you really want to continue to be a part of.
Yeah, absolutely. It would be a shame not to. They've really built something here, and it's a lot of legwork and a lot of volunteers, a lot of hours that go into it, you know, and I think we should be proud to be part of it. You know, don't worry too much about John. We'll keep him in enough dark chocolate to keep him healthy for at least a few years. So he'll be fine. We're just very grateful that, you know, it's a lot easier to continue this whole thing than it ever would have been to start things up. So we're just grateful that they've all done the legwork here. And now all we have to do is get all the credit, I guess.
At least moving forward.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Again, if you want to learn more, you can go to grandriverhealth.org, a grand chance for chocolate in the Grand River Cafe at Grand River Health, 501 Airport Road in Rifle, this Thursday and Friday. You asked me, and I forgot to mention, there's some construction going on, so it will be easier for you probably if you park in the back parking lot. So on the south side of the building, like the clinic entrance, if you will.
Right.
So
right.
Go
towards
down
the foothills.
Go down Megan Avenue toward Grass Mesa and turn left there into the parking lot and go in the back door past the fountain that we talked about earlier. And again, it's in the Grand River Cafe. And there's there between 10 and 4, you should have a volunteer there that can kind of direct you, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Any final comments, anybody? All right.
Thanks for having us.
Eat more chocolate.
Yes. The darker, please, the better.
And come in because we also have other varieties of chocolate for the young people. Baseball mitt. And
motorcycles,
yes.
All right. And again, a number of different shapes. You can mix and match. There are some that are already pre-made, and you can make your own package, if you will, depending on what your or your significant other's favorites are. Again, grandriverhealth.org, or you can call Dee, and she'd be happy to answer any questions you have about a grand chance for chocolate or scholarship opportunities at 625-6215.
Perfect.
So what's the next one, Karin? You're going to be here in a couple
bowls,
weeks to talk
March
about empty
18th.
Bowls. Okay.
Mark your calendars.
March 18th, and that's part of March for Meals, right?
Right.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. Until then, all the best, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.